There were robust exchanges in the Dáil a short time ago as Sinn Féin and the government clashed over new figures showing a rise in the number of renters receiving termination notices. The latest report from the Residential Tenancies Board shows that in the third quarter, there was a 35% rise in termination notices compared to the same period in 2024. The issue was raised during leaders' questions in the Dáil by Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, and we'll also hear the response from Tánaiste Simon Harris.
The bare facts, not my facts, the RTB's facts, have told us very clearly that the average rent now that renters have to find for new rents, they have to find €9,000 more since you took office in Cabinet. In Dublin, they have to find €10,000. Do you think it's appropriate that new renters have to pay €27,000 a year in rent in Dublin? Our position is very clear. Ban rent increases. Here, here, here. Stop filling the pocket of landlords. Here. And you know something? Maybe you tell the truth. You told the public, you made a solemn promise to them that if you got re-elected, you would increase the renter's tax credit. You broke that promise, like so many others, Simon. Because Simon says on one hand, Simon does on the other hand. The election is over and Simon doesn't care. You have prioritised landlords, developers, and you have left renters abandoned. And that's the reality of it. Every year rents are going up and you have no plan to fix it. Indeed, you're going to make it worse because you're going to allow landlords to reset the rents right across the board in March of this year, and it is appalling, and that is why young people have decided to abandon this country in search of different futures.
I'll take the same latitude on the clock as well.
Of course you will.
Thank you, Dermaga, Tlesky and Corla. I don't understand the Sinn Féin policy that opposes every single support for small landlords to try and keep them in the market. And then wants to make sure we have more rental properties available. How do you wish to have rental properties without landlords? And yet you demonise small landlords across this country and oppose every single measure. Mom and pop landlords, people in my constituency and yours, renting out one property or two, you demonise them. We need them to stay in the market. Yet you want to drive them out and increase rental property. It doesn't make sense. It's probably why you're celebrating your 15th anniversary as the opposition spokesperson in finance. Five finance ministers later, you're still sitting in the same seat because the people of Ireland don't trust you when it comes to the economy. They know that the angry jack-in-the-box routine doesn't build homes, Piers. It doesn't build homes. It doesn't build homes. And Tlesky an Corla, angry Piers, angry Piers.
And it continued in that vein for some time. Approximately 5,400 termination notices were given to tenants in the third quarter of this year. That's up from around 4,000 in 2024. Now, the Residential Tenancies Board says that almost two-thirds of those notices were issued by landlords because they plan to sell their property. Here's the board's director, Rosemary Steen.
The number of tenancies on the register is relatively stable, so that's at about 241,000. And those tenancies in Dublin are continuing to grow, and outside of Dublin we've seen a slight decrease. And that's very important when we talk about private landlord numbers, because they're literally just down about 0.3% in a quarter on quarter. So what's happening in Dublin is larger landlords are becoming a bigger part of the market in Dublin, and that means that there is a reduction in the total number of landlords. So we do see about 166 landlords of smaller tenancies owning one property in this basket, in this quarter, deciding that they wish to sell. But normally we've had about 2,000 landlords every quarter deciding to sell, so there isn't a new, if you like, aspect to that. We've always had landlords entering and leaving the sector. It's just at this stage more of that impact is being felt regionally.
Rosemary Steen there of the Residential Tenancies Board. To look in more detail at the findings of that RTB report, I'm joined by our Economics and Public Affairs editor, David Murphy. David, there's lots to go through here, but first of all, can we talk about those termination notices? What do the numbers tell us and why might this be happening?
Well, I think the why is really the big thing, because what's happening is that there are some really significant changes coming down the track in the rental sector from March of next year. There has been a lot of anecdotal evidence that smaller landlords have a concern about this. Many of them are leaving the market. What we have today is basically official confirmation of that in the figures. And what they show is, as you mentioned there, while about 5,400 notices of termination asking tenants to leave have been issued in the last quarter. It's up about 35%. And about 3,300 have been issued because the landlords want to sell the property. So we're seeing an increase there. And I think that the issue is that a lot of this may be coming because of the new rent rules. That's the indication.
The figures also show, though, that there's been a steady rise in the number of large landlords and that that rise continues.
Yeah, so in a way, this is where the government can take some comfort from the figures. While the overall number of landlords is falling, because there's a rise in the number of very large landlords who've 100 or more properties, it means the number of tenancies, which is separate, is actually increasing. So that's up slightly by 1.9% nationally. But it's clear that that change is particularly happening in the capital, because we can see the number of tenancies is up about 4.5% in the capital. So these big companies, which frequently build apartment blocks and rent them out. So that activity is increasing in the capital. But the downside of that is that the number of small landlords could be particularly affecting the rental market in the regions. And that's a significant concern.
What does this report say then about rent rises, something we heard being debated there a few moments ago in the Dáil?
So it looks at rent rises in two ways. It has a kind of a standardised approach, and that shows that the standardised average rent for new tenancies grew by 4.7%. But it separately then has a mechanism where it looks at the exact properties within rent pressure zones. And that is slightly more comforting, I think, because it does show that the rise in within the rent pressure zones is 2.15% across properties nationally, which is down from 2.7% a year earlier. So what this is looking at is what's happened in a rent pressure zone with particular properties. They're now able to track individual properties. So it is showing that the rent rises in those rent pressure zones are more modest. But I think the overall picture, you know, is something of concern, particularly in the regions in relation to smaller landlords leaving the market. Could we see a rise in homelessness as a result of the efforts by the government to introduce big changes which are coming down the track, particularly in relation to trying to get more supply into the market?
Just remind us, what are those changes coming within the next few months for landlords and renters?
Well, what it means is that for existing tenants and landlords who are just continuing on, there's no change. But for other landlords and tenants coming into the market from the beginning of March, it means there will be significant changes there, that they do have to issue 6-year leases. But after that, if there's a change in tenancy, they will be able to reset the rents.
David, thank you. That was our Economics and Public Affairs editor, David Murphy. For more, we're going to talk to Anne-Marie O'Reilly. She's the National Advocacy Manager with Threshold, which works for and with those who are renting properties. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. A 35% rise in termination notices. Does that tally with what you've been hearing and seeing over the past few months?
Ourselves and Threshold, we have seen a small increase year on year in the number of tenants coming to us who have received a notice of termination. And I suppose, we've been hearing the anecdotal evidence as well that some landlords are considering leaving due to the changes that were announced in July. But overall, if you look at it more, there has been a trend since last year of an increase in notices of termination. So in quarter two, for example, it was already creeping up towards 5,000 notices. So I wouldn't say it's 100% because of the announced changes that we are seeing that increase.
What might be behind this then? Because as David was saying to us there, I mean, the obvious assumption is that this is because of the impending rule change and that maybe the government's plans have backfired.
One thing is that, landlords are, there's a certain age profile of landlords. And, you know, a lot of them are maybe looking toward retirement, and were already planning to sell or exit the market as it was. And the RTB survey in 2022 showed that about a quarter of landlords who were surveyed then were planning to exit the market within 5 years. So part of it is just the natural turnover in the market. But, you know, there certainly is likely a certain number who may be leaving now because of the proposed changes, maybe a little bit earlier than they had originally planned. So I wouldn't say it's all of one or all of the other.
We also heard David there talking about the fact that while there has been this rise in the overall number of properties for rent, and while there are many of these institutional landlords, that perhaps doesn't safeguard people in various places around the country where that type of landlord is never likely to enter the market locally.
Yeah, that is a concern of ours in Threshold, and it's one that we have been highlighting for some time, that small landlords are a vital part of the sector. You know, the IPOA and IPAV would say similar, so they do have to be taken into consideration when it comes to policy decisions. And I suppose the best way of doing that is for government to liaise and engage with them. But I suppose overall, the market has changed, and smaller landlords in general just don't seem to be entering into the market. So as to what the solution is to that in the broader sense, I'm not really sure. But what we do need to see is an increase in social and cost rental. And maybe it's in those rural areas or those more regional towns that we need to see an emphasis on that to make up that shortfall, particularly for those on lower incomes.
On prices, what do you think of the figures we're getting today? Because I know that you also have been going through this report. Mm-hmm. It does seem that rent mm-hmm. pressure zones are making a difference, but that for new renters in particular, there are still significant problems.
I attended the RTB conference today, and a lot of the data was presented, and it is fantastic now that they have the annual registration so they can do that comparison, the property level comparison. So certainly it would seem that the RPZs have had the moderation impact. Certainly, I think in some areas it took a while for the RPZs to bed in, so maybe that moderation impact wasn't seen straight away, but eventually that it settled down. But what's very clear is that landlords maybe during a person's tenancy don't put up the rent at all, or maybe only put it up a small amount. And it's when someone leaves then they apply a larger rent increase. Now, they may be permitted to apply that increase within the RPZs. And if they were outside the RPZs, well, that increase could be considerably more. So it's when someone has to leave their home, whether that's because the landlord's ending the tenancy, perhaps their need to move for work or personal reasons, that's when they face a challenge, is going out to find something that was as affordable as where they were before. So that is a real, real challenge for people. So while the data would suggest that overall the market is not hugely expensive, it's when someone has to go out to market that they face the challenges.
Anne-Marie O'Reilly, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Anne-Marie is the National Advocacy Manager with Threshold.